Okay, let's go ahead here. And Walt's calling us from Bellevue. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, doctor.
Hello.
I am on register with Meridian to get tested for vitamin B12 and folate levels in my blood.
Okay.
It's probable that I have a variety of anemia. They call it macrocytic. And in reading some of the literature and voluminous that's available about it on the internet, they sort of list two probable or possible causes. One, nutritional deficiencies, i.e., the vitamins, among other things, particularly 12 and folate. Or if not that, then some problem with a bodily organ like a liver or otherwise that may be causing it. So trying to figure that out. My RBC has been low and dropping low for the past 2 years with, oddly enough, high iron, but there's a question mark as to whether that's there. I believe you expressed a little bit of doubt about some of the testing methodology elsewhere for measuring B12 or folate, and I'm wondering, is there a difference between measuring the level in your blood or the absorbability of the vitamins in your body? Is there a difference in testing?
There's a difference in testing, sir. There absolutely is, and I'm glad you're looking into this. I really like
I'll be
working with
down there
people who
next
look
week.
into stuff. Well, here's something you might consider doing before you get there. One, look online for a test called methylmalonic acid. I am not kidding you. MethylMalonic, methylmalonic acid. And that's a urine test. And the reason one wants to look for that, instead of doing a B12 level, is that that tells you how effective the B12 is being in your metabolism. If there's too much methylmalonic acid, uh-oh, it's not enough B12 for you. Never mind this range of 200 to 1,000, excuse me, 200 to 600 that's supposed to be a normal range. What we really need are tests that tell you how it's doing in your particular system. And if your methylmalonic acid is under control, you've got enough B12, and if it isn't, you don't. So you might want to read up on that before you just check for your B12. Well, now, there's even better similarity with the folate. Back in the 30s, some genius with a microscope discovered that if white cells don't have enough folate when they're being formed in the bone marrow, the final step of forming those white cells, they actually change shape of their nucleus. No kidding. It's got all the same DNA, but the nucleus changes shape. And a technician can see that right under the microscope. So you draw blood and you look to see, are there any of these little bitty white blood cells, which you can see under a microscope, though, that haven't changed to their fully mature shape? And if they've all changed to their fully mature shape, then you've got a score of needing zero extra folate because you're getting enough because all of them have changed to the right shape. But if some of them haven't changed the right shape, oh, you need more folate because they all should be the right shape. And the name of that test, the reason I left it for last is it's kind of a mouthful. It's called the neutrophilic hypersegmentation index. I didn't make that up. A neutrophil is a type of white blood cell, NEUTROPHIL, and then you put an IC on that. And hypersegmentation just means there's too many segments in the nucleus. Hypersegmentation index. And the reason I love that test is the reason I like the methylmalonic acid urea test, and that is it tells us if it was enough folate for you personally. Never mind this range taken from 3,000 people. Let's find if it's enough for you. Now, I wish that every blood test would disclose if it was enough for each individual, but no, it's usually a normal range, and we haven't got anything better. But in the case of these two nutrients, we definitely have something better. We've got the methylmalonic acid urine test, and we've got the neutrophilic hypersegmentation index. The former you can read about online. The latter, I'm not sure you're going to find it online simply because it was used in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and right on through there at Tama Clinic. But for reasons of automation, it's been abandoned by most of the major laboratories. They like to run everything automatic, put the blood in there, and out come 15 different answers untouched by human hands. The neutrophilic hypersegmentation index, it must be looked at individually by a technician with a microscope. That costs too much money, so they don't do it.
Does Meridian do both of those?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because I say I'm unregistered for the inside of it, the 12 and the folate, and my current tests are all show me high in both of these levels. That's why I'm wondering, because I say with what I have, the running out of air, walking around, there's something going squirrely.
Well, but sir, when your red count is that low, you are going to do that. Now, one of the things, sir. You said your iron was either adequate or high, I forget which. There are at least five other minerals that are necessary to get that iron into the red blood cell. Let's see. There's copper, there's cobalt, there's molybdenum, there's a lot of other minerals. So what you need to know is not just what your iron is and why physicians just run the serum iron, or worse, they run the serum ferritin, which is the carrier for iron. It is not iron itself. I've seen people with high ferritin and perfectly low iron, and one must check the serum iron. So anyway, why they just will check either the ferritin or the serum iron and not check the person for all the other cofactors that help the iron get to where it's supposed to go, well, and that's another mystery to me, sir. This is all in the textbooks.
Well, that's what I've discussed in the past with Dr. Sherman, and he's a little bit, pretty busy gentleman to try to get hold of and stuff like that. So I'm scheduled to see the hematology people next week, but I'm going to get on this stuff right away. Are the urine tests that you mentioned for the neutrophilic and also the
metabolic,
are they walk-in or is that a collection?
You'll call Meridian Valley Lab and ask them about the methylmalonic, because I'm not remembering whether that's a single first morning urine collection or a two-hour collection or what, but I can tell you about the other one because it's a blood test, and it's a walk-in blood test with no fasting required, the neutrophilic hypersegmentation.
So that would sort of tell me whether these two items are being utilized and maybe a possible cause of the anemic condition. As well
yes.
as the other minerals, although I take a multi-mineral trace mineral package where I think those metals are shown in there, but I'm not sure if the quantities are right.
Well, check that, and I can guarantee you cobalt is not in there, sir, because FDA has declared the use of cobalt illegal, even though it's essential to human health. So it's not in there. And talk
Do
to Dr.
Sh- at Tahoma, cobalt, is that available on the shelf?
Not on the shelf, but it is available on prescription in the small, safe doses that are needed.
Okay. I know who to talk to about that then.
Yes, you do, sir. One other minor point, since we want to be comprehensive here, and that is that very, very occasionally the red blood cells get too big because they need more vitamin A. Now, that's rare, but it does happen.
Okay. I do take the liquid one that you referred to in the past. About 50,000 units in water daily.
Well, you probably got that covered.
I'm short on it, but
I don't either. No, I don't either. I think you got it covered.
Okay. All right, sir. I thank you for the update. It's very valuable just to keep searching out this rascal condition and see what we can do. And I appreciate that, sir.
There you go. And thank you so much for calling, sir.